Get an in-depth look at sports from our resident Big Poll.
The Blitz with Justin Pawlowski. Saturdays at noon on the Sports Animal. 620 WDAE.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Friday podcast and edition of the Rough Draft here at JoeBucksFan.com. Hey, thanks for paying that $10. I hope it was worth it. Jeez. Here we go, though. More breakdowns for you. And do yourself a favor with that $10 gift card you get from the Courtside Grill. Do yourself a favor. Buy yourself a beer, man. Take yourself out. Relax. Enjoy yourself. That's what we try to do here, to help you come here and enjoy yourself here at JoeBucksFan.com. Get updated on your favorite team, the Buccaneers, and what's going on in the NFL draft. As I said yesterday, to best know what your team is going to do in the draft, it helps to know what other teams are going to do in the NFL draft. And two teams today that pick after the Bucs may not affect the Bucs, maybe per se in the first round, unless a team, let's say the team we're going to start out with today, the Philadelphia Eagles, who went 9-6-1 last year, got the wild card, advanced to the NFC Championship game. The Eagles have two first-round picks in this year's draft. They can trade up. That's ammunition that you need to trade up in the NFL draft. That could affect the Buccaneers. Andy Reid's still their coach. The offseason has had its ups and its downs, mostly downs, though. Donovan McNabb came out and said before free agency that he wanted help. He needed help. Wants guys around him. Well, let's just say it wasn't a good start to free agency for the Eagles, losing L.J. Smith, tight end, Trey Thomas, and John Runyon, both offensive tackles, starting offensive tackles last year. Trey Thomas has signed on with the Jaguars. John Runyon still out there, could be brought back, but I think the Eagles want to improve upon him. Coral Buckhalter now with the Denver Broncos, along with longtime captain of the Philadelphia Eagles, Brian Dawkins, now with the Denver Broncos. That was big news in Philadelphia. Stacey Andrews joins the Eagles and his brother Sean Andrews coming from Cincinnati. Also, Sean Jones going to replace Brian Dawkins. He's a safety from Cleveland. And Leonard Weaver, fullback, was the only signings for the Eagles this offseason. They did ship Lito Shepard to the Jets for draft picks. Last year, incredible draft for the Eagles at the top because of the big-time trade they made, trading back with the Carolina Panthers, getting the Panthers' second-round pick last year and their first-round pick this year. Now, I'm sure they hoped that it would be a better pick than where they ended up picking, which is, I believe, 28th. Yes, 28 is the one they got from the Panthers, but still a first-round pick. A first and a second-round pick for the Panthers to move up and get Jeff Ota, who was a good player last year. But last year the Eagles ended up getting with their first second-round pick, got Trevor Laws, defensive tackle out of Notre Dame, they like as a rotation guy for their defensive line. And DeSean Jackson was their second-round pick, guy who I was high on, went on to have an excellent rookie season. They also drafted in the third round Bryan Smith. He was a defensive end out of McNeese State. This year for the Eagles, looking at the draft, of course, those two first-round picks, Donovan McNabb has been clamoring for help, begging for help. I don't know if they're going to get that receiver. You know, Kenny Britt would be a guy that would be down there. Now, the Eagles have the 21st pick and the 28th pick. Kenny Britt, Darius Hayward-Bey, Hakeem Nicks, Percy Harvin, but I don't know if you want to get a Percy Harvin when you just drafted a guy like DeSean Jackson last year. Kind of similar guys in that aspect. As for the receivers I just mentioned, I don't know if, you know, the Eagles over the years have drafted guys like Jason Avant, Hank Baskett, Reggie Brown. I don't know if any of these receivers, Darius Hayward, Bay, Hakeem Nicks, Kenny Britt, I don't know if they're, you know, they have potential. Kenny Britt has unbelievable potential. Darius Hayward Bay ran a 4.3 flat at the 40. It was the fastest time at the combine this year in the 40-yard dash. These guys have potential, but they're not surefire wide receivers. And as I said, the Eagles have gone out and they've gotten receivers over the years, even one last year in DeSean Jackson. Maybe they want to address different needs on the offensive side of the ball. But wide receiver could still be addressed. Running back could definitely be addressed. I think the running backs are going to fall in the first round. I think the Eagles could grab one of the running backs there with the 21st or 28th pick. No Sean Moreno, Chris Beanie Wells, LeSean McCoy. It looks like he's fallen a little bit. Donald Brown, Sean Green. There's a lot of running backs there that are right there on the fringe of the first round. So the Eagles could look that way. Tight end, of course, with L.J. Smith leaving. Are you going to be satisfied with a guy like Brandon Pettigrew, who's an all-around tight end? He can block. He's good in the run game as a blocker, good in the pass game as a blocker. Can also has pretty good hands, but does not have speed. Cannot stretch the field, but can be a security blanket for Donovan McNabb. Or do you want to go with a guy like Sean Nelson, Cornelius Ingram, Travis Beckham a little later on? There's a bunch of big time Jared Cook, another guy, tight ends this year, pass receiving tight ends that can stretch the field with a lot of speed. Defensive end could also be addressed. Offensive tackle, as we talked about, could be addressed as well. They do still have Winston Justice. They have another couple offensive tackles. Stacey Andrews comes over. He can play guard or tackle. So I don't know if tackle's as dire a need as maybe some of these other positions, but the Eagles are sitting pretty good with two later first round picks that they can bring in to add depth to their offense and really help out the offensive side of the ball, whether it be along the line or at the specialist positions. The other team we're going to talk about today is the division winner last year for the NFC East. However, they only made it to the divisional round, losing to those Philadelphia Eagles who made it to the NFC Championship game. Of course, I'm talking about the New York Giants. Tom Coughlin still the coach. Kevin Gilbride, the offensive coordinator. However, they lose their defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo. He goes to the Rams, replacing him, Bill Sheridan. But they expect much of the same defensively for the Giants in the upcoming season. This offseason has been pretty busy for the New York Giants as they did go out. They signed Chris Canty from the Cowboys, Rocky Bernard from the Seattle Seahawks, so obviously an emphasis on improving their defensive line. Also, Michael Boley comes in as an outside linebacker. The Giants do still have a need at linebacker. However, Michael Boley comes in as a weak side linebacker. Strong side linebacker is still something the Giants should look at in the upcoming draft. Key losses for the Giants from last season. Amani Toomer is gone. He has not signed with anyone yet. Derek Ward has signed with the Bucs, and James Butler has signed with the Rams, joining Steve Spagnuolo there. Last year for the Giants in the first round, they took Kenny Phillips, free safety from Miami, who had a very good rookie campaign for the Giants. Another guy who has had a pretty good rookie campaign for them, their second-round pick, Terrell Thomas, was a cornerback out of USC and really gives them a good trio of corners in Corey Webster and Aaron Ross, and then Terrell Thomas being their third corner as well. And their third-round pick last year, Mario Manningham, still waiting to see if he's going to reach that potential. The Giants will have a later pick here in the first round. They'll have the 29th pick in round one. However, in round two, they'll have the 45th pick, which they got from the New Orleans Saints for Jeremy Shockey, and then they will have the 60th overall pick. So two second-round picks for the Giants in this year's draft, along with that later first-round pick. Some needs, area of needs for the Giants would be wide receiver. Kenny Britt, who played at Rutgers, you'd imagine the Giants would be looking at him. Also, Hakeem Nicks, Darius Hayward Bay. With the whole Plaxico Burress situation underway, you just don't know what's going to happen with that, and they need a go-to wide receiver maybe that they could groom with Eli Manning. Offensive tackle also, David Deal. I don't know if he's a guy you want to rely on as your left tackle, so I definitely think offensive tackle Sam linebacker, that strong side linebacker. We talked about weak side being addressed with Michael Boley, but maybe strong side needing a guy who can really take on some blocks and be a big, physical, strong guy. Maybe a Clint Sintem from Virginia is a possibility. Also, maybe a James Laurinaitis. If they feel Laurinaitis can move from middle linebacker and play that strong side linebacker, that would be pretty. That would be a pretty nice pickup for the Giants, maybe late in round one as well. Also, how about this? Running back. You know, Brandon Jacobs did a lot of great things for them last year. He did re-sign with them, being their franchise player, signed a new contract. But now with Derek Ward gone, Brandon Jacobs hasn't really been able to make it through a full 16-game season. Do they have confidence in Ahmad Bradshaw to be that number two guy, or do they want to bring in another guy to split some carries with Brandon Jacobs? Maybe a guy like Donald Brown coming from UConn. It was a very disciplined program. Could come in and add maybe a little spark off the bench, but have the weight to carry the load if Brandon Jacobs went down. I don't know if Ahmad Bradshaw can do that. Sean Green is another guy. Rashad Jennings out of Liberty is another guy. So there are some running back possibilities for the Giants if they wanted to bring in another guy to help carry the load with Brandon Jacobs. And strong safety, maybe another position. They did go out and get CeCe Brown as a safety coming in. I don't know if they feel confident that he's their guy. Michael Johnson as well. Maybe strong safety, maybe a little later on in the draft. I don't see that being an area that the Giants will address early on. Of course, coming up this weekend, tomorrow, we will have our defensive backs break down the corners and safeties in this year's draft to keep an eye on. And of course, at the beginning of next week, we'll continue the team breakdowns, but also have a new updated mock draft for you. So keep clicking back. This is the best Buccaneer website out there. They continue to update you with all the Buccaneer news. We'll update you with all the draft news and continue with our daily podcast as we lead you right up to April 25th and the NFL draft. Thank you once again. This has been today's Rough Draft right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
The Blitz, Saturdays at noon, only on 620 WDAE, the sports animal.